I think they say it's a sign of
okay. Have you ever heard of a disease that children used to get? They would have these sores in their throat and they'd suffocate, couldn't breathe, the throat would close up. So.
It wouldn't be the bad case of the monkey.
I don't know, it might happen. I was thinking of something. Have you ever heard of dip?
Diphtheria?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's what happens when you have diphtheria.
Have you ever heard of a disease that causes a person's eyeballs and skin to turn yellow?
Ew.
That sounds too pleasant.
Smallpox.
Well, I was thinking something else. Have you ever heard of jaundice? Haven't heard of that. Could you say that for me?
Jaundice.
Okay. And if somebody had his appendix taken out, he might have had an attack of...
appendicitis.
Or if somebody ate something that disagreed with him and it came back up, you'd say he had to.
What?
Ever heard if
throw
up? Yeah. Would throw up, would that be just a regular word, or is that, you'd you say that if you were joking, or what?
I don't say that.
You don't say throw up? It doesn't sound too good?
Yeah. No.
Is there another word you've heard that means that same thing, but not a very nice word, or might you might use if you were joking?
Hmm.
So-and-so was so sick he was leaning over the fence. You ever heard puke?
Oh!
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah.
That's not a very nice word either?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Could you say it for me?
Puke.
Okay. What, somebody who's like that, you say he's sick where?
In the stomach.
Yeah. Say if a boy keeps going over the same girl's house pretty regularly and the neighbors think he's getting kind of serious about it, you'd say he's doing what? He's...
quarter or going steady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What would he be called? He would be her.
Warfare.
And she would be his?
Girlfriend.
Okay. Say if he came home late one night and his little brother was waiting up for him, trying to catch him. And he walked in, he had lipstick all over his collar. His little brother would say, uh-huh, you've been...
kissing?
Yeah. Okay. Say if the boy asked the girl to marry him,
mm-hmm.
but she doesn't want him, you'd say she did what to him?
Put him down.
Did what?
Put her down.
Put him down?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Have you ever heard people say, well, she jilted him?
Yeah, I heard it once or twice. But...
yeah. Put him down.
Not too often, yeah.
We get it. Okay. Alright, well say if they went ahead and got married, the man who stands up with the groom at the wedding, what would you call him?
His best man.
Yeah. And what about the girl who stands up with the bride, what would she do?
Bride's lady.
This is, I don't know if you've heard of this or not, but used to, if the couple, after they got married, if they weren't going on a honeymoon,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people would follow them back to the house, and they would kind of celebrate, but it'd get a little bit out of hand. It might get a little rowdy, like they'd shoot off guns and things like that, play tricks on them.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard that called anything? Have you ever heard anything like that?